mobile low-bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your bed-resting couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, July 7th, 2014.
And this is episode 163.
Yay!
Hey, everybody. I hope everybody's having a great day. And you had an awesome Independence Day.
Woo!
And you, if you were at Utah, or even if you just watched it streaming, you had an absolutely magnificent, nerdtacular weekend.
Happy birthday to America, 2014 years old. Yes! There's some Facebook posts about people who are saying that
America is 2014 years old. Wow.
Well, I know.
Well, okay. So in theory, the land
is more than 2014 years old.
Okay.
If it's 2014 years old, you need to be put on the creationist bandwagon.
Right.
No, that's even more extreme than the creationist bandwagon. But there were people actually, people put posts up on Facebook about people who actually said that, and they were a little confused.
Yeah.
Our Independence Day is 1776.
1776, that is correct.
I'm not sure how many years. I don't feel like doing the math.
Well, I mean, it's, so
help
I'm 39.
Out. Okay.
So 38, so 338 years old.
America, we are one of the youngest countries in the entire world.
Because I was born.
We are babies.
I was born in 75.
Oh, okay, so a year before the centennial.
And then just add the 300. Yeah. Okay.
That's pretty funny.
I just want to take a moment and thank the folks at Alpha Geek Radio. And thank those guys for letting us live stream this.
They did awesome at Nerdtacular.
Did a magnificent job at Nerdtacular. And if we haven't said it once, we'll say it again. You can support what they're doing there at patreon.com/alphageek. We've done that because it is vital, you know, to get this to you all. And we absolutely love those guys and Todd and the things that he's doing over there. Absolutely. Yeah. And he was on an episode of Nerd Parents.
Yep. And if it wasn't for Alpha Geek, we would have never been able to enjoy Nerdtacular this year.
Exactly.
And we'll talk about that in our weekend wrap-up. But that was amazing.
Yep. So. And I also want to thank the folks at Pretty Lights Music at prettylightsmusic.com for letting us use their music for the intro and outro. And also Andrew Allen Trio at Coverville Records for letting us use their bed music throughout a show. So, just want to take a moment and say, what's going on to the chat room?
Hey, chat room. Missed you guys.
What is going on? How's everybody doing? Everybody's doing great?
Everybody's like, yay!
All right. Doing awesome. So, who do we have with us today?
We have Diddy is here. And I'm just going to say, because he's here, then Udella is here as well. Gnome Wise is here. I feel like we have the boss watching us right now. Hando is here.
Uh-huh.
NC Matt J. I wonder if that's North Carolina.
Yeah, Matt, that's what Matt. Oh, that's Mr.
God, you know everything.
Yeah, he does like a geeky comic book like cast out of Asheville.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so I can't remember if it's.
You know, I can't remember.
It's not Revenar.
I depend on you.
It's not Revenar. If it is, I'm.
I know that name. If it is.
Because I think Revenar is in Tennessee. Is it Revenar?
He said, yeah.
Well, he's going to have to say it's not Revenar if he
yeah,
is not
he
here.
He said, yeah, because it could have been yet or something else.
Yeah, because you know there's this delay there.
Slight delay. We also have Punk Gopher is in the house. Hey, Punk.
What's going on?
And Willie Buckshot from the
show. Oh, figures sold separately. That's
a great name for a podcast.
Yeah.
I'll tell you another one, Mint in Box. That's great
name. Is that for a podcast?
No, but someone should make one.
Oh shoot. We need to go get that real quick.
Are you gonna do a show about action figures?
No.
Okay. Well, and memorabilia.
Yep.
But that would be a great.
And I got a text before the show that Jimmy Marbles, he's on holiday with the family. I'm like, you're sure. Like, dude, you're American. You're supposed to say vacation.
Did he really say holiday?
He did say holiday, but he told me to tell everybody in the chat room, hello.
I'm on holiday.
Yeah, so we got to see a bunch of pictures at NerdTac and everything else. And
yeah, that was amazing.
Before we get into that, I guess we should just go ahead and jump right into the weekend wrap up.
Let's do it.
All right, let's go ahead and do that, Dan. What happened?
Weekend wrap up. Boom.
That's how you people say it, right?
All right.
I am just ADD today. Does my face look hugely swollen?
No.
Okay. I feel like it's like bleh. I feel like Jabba the Hutt.
No. You tripping. All right. So let's not even talk about the weekend. Let's talk about what happened.
Last Tuesday
after the show. We got the show up and everything. You know, we had Podbean wasn't down, but they were doing some maintenance. Got everything up. Got to bed. Woke up early the next morning at 7:30. Well, not at 7, but at 6:30 for Renee to have a doctor's appointment at 7:30. So we get there. She goes through all the regular stuff. They do the growth scan for Maya and Zoe. Renee was 34 weeks and 5 days.
Yes, I was.
And the doctor comes in and says, well, your blood pressure's up. You've gained 10 pounds in the last 10 days, and there's protein in your urine. Those are some early signs of preeclampsia.
And I know Jay's ears perked up.
My ears perked up because I've been through this before with my first child, and it was one of those things where I do remember with the first child, they got sent home to do the 24-hour urine analysis
instead of inpatient.
But she said,
I wonder if I would have liked that better.
You would have, but like she said, it would have been longer. So she was like, there's two options. One is we send you home with a jug and a urine hat, or what we call it, a
potty bucket,
a potty hat,
potty hat,
a potty hat,
or the potty bucket. I can't remember which one it was.
It was a potty hat, because we said it was people in Boston, that's how they say potty hat. So it's a potty hat for Renee to collect her urine in. I'm going to see how many times I can say urine. So collect the urine in it. And she then had to and get sent home with it. And it would not be, she would turn it in Wednesday. Wednesday, it would send it off. And we won't find out until Thursday if she is she has preeclampsia. But they said the other option is, which we're going to do, is send you to the hospital.
I was like,
for inpatient urine capture.
My eyes got huge.
Right.
My eyes are. Oh, and this was so funny. They actually did a check of my cervix. They checked to see how dilated you are. And when she said, oh, you're 3 centimeters. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
And I was like, oh my God, that's terrible. I didn't even hear her say that's awesome. I just heard 3 centimeters. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
She actually said it was awesome.
It was awesome because if she said there could be a chance that when you come back home, you won't be pregnant anymore.
I was like,
like,
I don't want that. I don't want that.
Like, we're coming back home with children. With Maya, with Zoe and Maya. So we packed up, we came back home.
Which was weird. We were packing up our hospital bag and I was like, this is nuts. We had to pack up baby clothes.
Yeah, we had most of the stuff already packed. There was a couple of things we were going to do that weekend that we didn't do prior by putting some clothes in for Maya and Zoe. And then also for me to put in some comfortable pants and stuff like that.
So we packed up, went to the hospital, got checked in.
Yep, we got in at 10:15.
Got a fashionable robe.
Yeah.
Great.
And some mesh panties.
Mesh panties. If mesh you don't panties. Know about mesh panties, just look up mesh panties for pregnant women at the hospital.
Right.
Find out all about that.
So we got settled in. Renee took her laptop. I took my laptop. I fired up the hotspot.
The nurses were laughing at us because we were working from the hospital.
Yeah. So we were working from the hospital. So I work from home regularly. Renee works from home like once a week. So we fired up the hotspot, got logged into work, and we just started working away. They'll come in every now and then, you know, check Renee's blood pressure. She'll run and, you know,
pee in the potty bucket. Get her urine captured. If anybody wants to know more, just PM me privately, and I'll tell you all about the potty bucket. Because I'm not going to talk about it extensively here. That's just ridiculous. But my stay, I have to say, hospital beds are crazy uncomfortable. You would think they would make them a little bit more comfortable.
Right.
But they're not.
And this is awesome. So I just looked in the chat room and Zobby said, we're sitting on a plane, getting ready for takeoff. Mo is connecting to Alpha Geek Radio.
That's amazing.
See, this is the
technology's
stuff.
Technology's great.
The technology's great. And this is the stuff that I love and just absolutely, again, thankful to those folks at Alpha Geek Radio.
People get to hear to us who would normally hear us.
We're like the voice that people are riding home on, you know.
People are heading home after an attacular today, so a lot of people are heading home.
So one of the things that Renee was kind of, she was of course she was a little worried about the preeclampsia.
Of course I was.
And is if I talk about what happened on Downton Abbey, is that a spoiler?
Is it this past season?
No, it was this season.
It might be. Oh
no, that was Rose, right?
There was, just say there was a character. How about that?
Hey, hopefully no one, don't go back and rewind, because I think I may have said the name.
No, you get the name wrong.
I got the name wrong? Awesome. Thankfully, I get stuff wrong. So there was a particular lady that had passed away from preeclampsia. And I was like, hey, babe, isn't it awesome that medical technology is where it's at? Like NC Matt J is saying. And you don't have to be a, like, so-and-so in Downton Abbey.
That was like...
Renee!
I looked at him like... I was like, she died. I was like, that is not good to bring that up right now. Like, but anyway, so we stayed the night. I got woken up a few times in the middle of the night. It's terrible. But anyway, the next morning... I got cleared enough to go home.
So how was the food?
The food wasn't bad. I gotta tell you, for a lunch, it was freaking chicken fingers and French fries.
Because they were like, you're on the regular
chocolate
diet.
Mousse dessert. I was like, what? And then for dinner, I lifted it up. And I was like, cheeseburger and French fries. They laughed in my face. I was like, what hospital serves cheeseburger and French fries?
Well, you had a regular diet, so you got
to. It was so funny.
Yeah.
But our nurses, for the most part, were okay. My last nurse wasn't so great. She forgot to bring me more water, and she forgot to bring me more mesh panties. And anybody who knows, you need to change them things like twice a day. Or I need to.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But I got cleared to go home on bed rest. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to stay there like 2 weeks.
Right.
Which is what would have happened if my protein had been high.
Yeah.
So...
Because the doctor was like, well, that's three things that can happen.
Yep.
You can go home, be on bed rest. She immediately said there was no option without bed rest.
Yeah.
Except for delivering the kids.
Yep. There was bed rest at home, bed rest at the hospital, delivering the kids immediately, depending on the outcomes. And
right.
I was like, okay, I want outcome number one. I got my outcome number one. But of course, I tested the limits a little just to see. And I realized what I can and can't do.
Well, and the other thing I'm concerned about is the other thing we did is I allowed you to ride with me to Kroger.
Yeah.
Well, I went to Kroger to pick up some quick stuff for
4th of July barbecue.
For 4th of July barbecue, just, you know, something quick for us. You know, it was very last minute. And I got there, I picked up some burgers, slider buns,
yum,
and stuff like that.
Ribs.
And some ribs. And I was in there probably 20, 30 minutes. No, was it 20, 30 minutes?
You were in there maybe 15 minutes.
I was in there about 15 minutes, and we come back home, Renee checks her blood pressure.
And it's up.
And I'm just like, okay.
Like, I can't even ride in the car for 20 minutes.
Right, right.
Which is ridiculous. And I can't stay sitting in this chair for longer than 2 hours. So that's why we can't have a long podcast. Or else, we'll be here for a while.
Where's Toby?
He's outside.
Oh. Was that him?
I guess.
You guys probably hear it. I heard a...
Probably.
What was that?
Oh, but anyway, so I'm at home on bed rest. So that was our Tuesday fun time. So yeah. We'll see how much longer I have to stay in.
Yeah, so and then also this weekend was Nerdtacular weekend.
And I was so excited to see it.
Yep.
I was super, super, super excited. And I'm glad that Alpha Geek Radio was there to stream it. And at first I wasn't too sad. I was just excited.
Right.
That I got to see the panels, and Scott was there, and he did his little intro, and we did the live TMS on Friday, and Wendy brought her donuts, and it was awesome.
Right.
But then what happened was I started seeing people. So
here's what happened. So while we were watching the first set and everything else, we saw, you know, oh, there's Dark Anders, and you know, it'll be like 15, 20 minutes, and we'll say, oh, there's Zobby and Clark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another 15 to 20 minutes, oh, there's OMF and Karen.
Yeah.
But then what happened was, before the All-Stars, they were showing the audience and stuff.
Right.
And then it was like, we saw Dark Anders, Eric Mahler, Zobby,
and the Ever Studios,
and we just started seeing, it was like, bam, it was like bam, everybody. Bam, bam. And it was
it
like,
was, yeah.
And we were like, oh my God, I can't believe that.
And then the tears started to come. Right. I was like, I can't believe that these are people I haven't seen in a year, and I won't get to see them for a whole nother year.
Oh yeah.
And I started crying. I was like, oh, this is so, but it's for a good, I know it's for a good reason. I know we're working on a big project here.
Right.
But I really missed everyone. I really missed the hugs that I would normally get. And there are some people who probably went this year that won't make it next year. Yep. And it was just, it was really emotional because I have really close friends.
Yep. So what's going on, Hando?
Valentine's, it's been a really long time since we last spoke.
I know. Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I had so much fun watching N14 this weekend. It was really awesome. And I mean, I always have a lot of fun with these things because I typically don't get to go. I live in Boston, and I know that some folks from Boston get the privilege of going out there, but I don't generally make it out that far.
I get to
watch over the internet through the privilege of Mr. Gnomewise and University of Advancing Technology TV, which really outdoes themselves every year.
Yeah.
And it was just awesome this year, especially like the musical acts. It was the sound quality was just, I think it was outstanding.
Yeah, sound awesome. Quality was great.
So did you wear your potty hat?
I wore my potty hat. I had my potty pants.
That's awesome. Yeah. We really enjoyed watching the stream. And I liked that they kept it on a little bit in between the different segments. So it was nice to see people just walking past the camera and be like, I know that person.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was great.
Definitely.
Oh man, the one thing that I would request. I understand the boss might be listening. Is that right?
Possibly, yes.
What happened last year, which I kind of missed this year, was that Gnomewise did a little sort of in between the panels. He had his own like little radio radio setup, and so in between the panels he would go and like pull people. Like different podcasters out of the audience, and he would just sit them down and interview them during the panel. And I thought that was such a nice touch. I thought it really just made it like a little bit more of an event. And I understand the reasonings why he probably didn't do that this year. He probably wanted to network, or he probably wanted to just be in the event itself a little bit more. But man, that was a really nice touch last year, and I wonder if there's a way to bring that back. Is the only thing I'd like to comment on.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna try to an answer for Nomai. I know last year, I know this year was the first year that they had like three tracks going on at one time.
Yeah.
You know, so I think
he was a little busy.
So I think that could have possibly been it, but you know,
I'd be worried about him not being able to enjoy himself.
Yeah.
So now if he wants to, you know, now Hando, I know you do sound and stuff. You know,
maybe, are you? I don't want to. You know, I, like I said, I understand the boss might be listening, and I will. I will work for free. I'll fly out there, and I'll work for chips and Pepsi.
Room and board. But yeah,
exactly.
Man. Yeah.
I'll sleep on a bench in the lobby if you want.
Yeah, but yeah, man. So we really enjoyed it. So what was your favorite moment?
The double clicks were my favorite moment. I mean, I was enjoying everything, but when the double clicks came on, I thought the sound was so good. And of course, me doing this sort of thing for a living, I was just like, wow, it just sounds like the bass notes and like the full range of everything was there. Awesome. And, I just really thoroughly enjoyed that concert. And, what's the guy's name?
Andrew Allen.
Having a brain seizure. That guy. The jazz guys before them were really great too. And some of the little things that went on with that. But yeah, that was my favorite part. But I think the whole thing was great.
Oh, great. So, what was your favorite part, babe?
I think it was probably the All-Stars. I really liked it.
Yeah. All-Stars is always pretty funny.
Yeah, the All-Stars was great. The movie posters and everything. I liked how they did a head-to-head kind of thing on the second day.
Yeah, I like the All-Stars because you know, Scott has a little competition streak in him. So, you know, you got some people up there that, you know, have that competition streak in them, and it just makes it so interesting and fun. And then like when Scott is like on the cusp of guessing something,
he's like, oh shite, oh shite.
Yeah,
he did really good for the second part of that too. He was like he did
awesome. So
yeah,
we really enjoyed
I missed the first All-Stars. I committed myself to a 4th of July barbecue thing and stuff.
Yeah, we told everybody, screw y'all, we're gonna watch our because it was like, I can't be there, screw it, I'm gonna sit there and watch it. Right. So I did.
And there was the one moment also, we have Jean France debut in the chat room, and they're actually talking about the figures that Nathan and Clark presented. I think it was Nathan and Clark that presented them to Scott, the 40K figures. And that was awesome. That was an amazing thing to see, and it made me want to go down and go play 40K with Clark. So it's like, I'm gonna have to take a trip to Nashville to go in Clark's basement so we can play some 40K. Yeah.
What was that part where you and I were watching at the same time, and they said something like, they made some kind of reference to Martin Luther King, and you were like, hey, wait a minute, that's Martin Luther King Jr. And I was like, can you believe the disrespect? And they're talking to each other over the IRC. I was just like, hey, cowboy. We like did this like virtual high five thing, and it's just like, yeah, we're watching it together. Yeah, right, so on.
They answered a question that was supposed to be Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And they just said Martin Luther King Day. And I was like, it ain't right. You're not supposed to give them that point because it's Martin Luther King Jr., you know. But I was like, so much disrespect. Disrespect, you know. Yeah, that was pretty good. The chat room was awesome. You know, it was cool. That was a cool part of it, being able to watch it with all those people and, you know, being able to, you know, guess at the games and stuff like that. And you have to admit, our tadpool for Frog Pants, they have some smart people. They know their stuff.
Yeah, they know their stuff. They definitely do.
Right.
They definitely do.
Yeah. So, but yeah. So, did you have anything else for us?
No, man. I just wanted to say how great a job I think the guys did. You know, University of Advancing Technology and GnomeWise did. It was just enjoyable, and I really hope that I can make it out next year. Maybe with a little, you know, little labor traded, you know what I'm saying? I could come out there and, you know, do a little work for the boss, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, cool, man.
Otherwise, no, I just wanted to say I had a really good time. I mean, you know, I hope I get to make it out there, and it was really cool. So it was good. It was good sort of meeting up with you guys, you know, seeing you on the IRC and all that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, cool, man. Well, thanks for calling in.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
All right. See ya.
Bye-bye. That was Hendo.
Hendo. Thanks, Hendo.
Does our weekend wrap up.
So we really enjoyed Interactor. So.
We did. And even though we weren't there, it was awesome, the love that we still got.
Yeah, and I loved seeing the pictures and tweets and everything, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Well, cool. Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and... I guess we should probably talk about this now a little bit. Now, with the whole bed rest thing that Renee's on and everything else, we've been kind of mulling over and trying to figure out what's the next few weeks going to look like. You know, right. And we're going to see how everything goes tonight.
So don't be surprised if Valentine Cast is canceled.
Unless I did think about this. I thought about having a guest on.
Oh, instead of me. That's perfect.
Meh.
Okay, why would you say I thought about having a guest on because and then meh
you said that's
immediately?
Perfect. You said that's perfect and I said it's meh. it's like saying, oh, my wife's not here. Let me go to the strip club. And you'd be like, yes, Jay, that's perfect. Nah. Not saying anything's wrong with the strip club. At all. I'm just saying that's not a replacement for my
okay,
wife.
Okay, okay,
oh, and
okay.
Look, I found my screwdriver.
I'm glad you found your screwdriver.
So I definitely, I may be hitting some people up for next week if see how everything
goes.
Can't,
yeah, yeah. I'll let you know. I mean, I'll know how I'm feeling.
And I need to get with Joel Duggan. He may be listening. I know he's traveling right now, but I need to get with him. I was thinking about having him on next Monday.
That would be good.
But I think next Monday is Jocelyn's birthday.
Well, then if that I believe that won't work.
Right.
That won't work. Cool. I wouldn't even ask.
And NC Matt J said we just got a 1-star review from strippers.
No. Hey, I like strip clubs. They're very entertaining. They can do stuff I can never do in my entire life. So they're very flexible.
Right.
So
cool. All right. Well, we're going to skip tech because we have none, and we're going to jump right into some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
What the heck was that? What'd you touch?
I was turning the bumper up and I accidentally hit one of the songs. All right.
Well, we are not doing any more movies.
Well, we're not rolling for any more movies, but we are watching movies.
But yeah, we aren't rolling for any just because I don't bank on what we're going to watch right now. It's
right.
Just,
so...
But we did watch three movies.
Yeah, we watched three movies this weekend. Robots happened to come on HBO.
And it was at the beginning. You know how I love watching stuff from the beginning.
Well, it was almost the beginning.
I missed a tiny part.
You missed about 3 minutes.
Yeah, and were you surprised that I wasn't like, rewind?
No, because I didn't even say anything. I wasn't going to say anything.
Yeah, it didn't bother me.
So I've seen Robots before. I remember going and seeing it with my kids. And this is an animation movie that came out in 2005. And Robin Williams is one of the voices in this.
Yeah, he's always great. I love him in everything
right.
he does.
So Renee had never seen this. Mm-mm. And Robots, to me, is a decent movie for adults. Because the adults get the humor. And the kids... The kids don't get some of the humor because I remember my kids going, I was going with my kids and I was laughing and they were looking at me like, what are you laughing at, Dad? You know?
Yeah. Like, why are you laughing at that part? They didn't say anything that made sense.
Right. Right.
To you, maybe.
Right. Right. But so what'd you think about it?
I thought it was cute. It wasn't amazing, but, it was very predictable. But it's a kids movie. It's
going to
be predictable. It wasn't bad. I wouldn't mind my kids watching it. Because right. there were some parts that were just funny. There were a lot of unnecessary parts. But hey, it's a it's a kid movie, so yeah. I enjoyed it. It wasn't too bad.
And then yesterday, and then another movie that Renee hadn't seen, we watched, and that was Polar Express.
Creepy old Polar Express.
And greedy Tom Hanks.
Greedy Tom Hanks, who's...
Why is he greedy?
He is the voice of every adult in that freaking movie, except for the mom. He's terrible. I'm surprised he didn't play the mom, just raise his voice up. So Tom Hanks is very greedy in that movie, and I do not approve Mr. Hanks.
And this was another movie I went to go see with my kids as well.
Right.
And
did they enjoy it?
They seemed to enjoy it. Benji was scared. It was really odd. He got scared during the wolf scene where they was just chasing the train.
Where the wolves were chasing the train?
Yeah.
That, he got scared of the wolves.
That scared him.
The wolves, okay.
And then the
marionette, you said, scared him, right?
The marionette.
When they were walking through the car full of toys?
Yes, and the car toys. Full of toys. Yeah. And then also the ghost skinned them.
Oh, that scared him too. Yeah. But he was a little young then.
Yeah. He was. And
now this movie, I heard the soundtrack a billion times. When I was working at Von Maur, which is a retail place, during the holidays, they played that soundtrack out. So I was so tired of hearing the soundtrack. But, so I knew I had heard the songs a billion times when they came on. I was like, hot chocolate. I was like, oh my God, I'm so tired of hearing hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate. What you got?
And that boy was terrible. I mean, he caused all the problems in the entire movie.
Right.
And they didn't ever really say anybody's name. Like, none of the kids had names.
Right.
Which is, anyway, it was a different kind of movie. It was okay.
Yeah.
It was all right.
It was one, like I said, you hadn't seen it before. Yeah. So, fear we would.
It was meh.
And then, the last movie we watched was World War Z. So, this is the Brad Pitt movie where the zombies are climbing up, or like ants climbing up a wall or whatever. These are fast zombies.
These are the different kinds of zombies.
The fast zombies.
Yeah.
That.
They clack their teeth together a lot. It was weird.
I hated
it. It was weird.
So much.
Big. This is not a spoiler, but somehow the zombies were able to tell which was a zombie making noise and what was a human making noise.
Right. So what we're saying is, if someone is stepping on broken glass and that broken glass is stepped on by a zombie, no one does anything.
Yeah.
The zombies are like, oh, that's a zombie stepping on glass.
Even though I can't even see.
But if a human steps on the glass or drops something, oh, all of a sudden, that's a human. I know that's a human. And they go ape shit crazy. So.
Yeah. It was like they were like the clackers in The Last of Us. If you ever played The Last of Us.
Clickers.
The clickers.
The clackers.
Clack
traps.
Clack traps. So, so it wasn't bad. Brad Pitt, you know, was his moody, you know, older guy, handsome himself. So, so it wasn't bad.
So I bought a couple of games. Tuesday before we left for the hospital, I bought the PS Vita Pets, because I didn't win the Ladies Elite giveaway.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It,
so
it went to a guy named Dominic. I can't remember his.
It was two. It was
chat
two
name.
People. Yeah. No. Not the doghouse system. I'm talking about the Vita Pets.
Oh.
Yeah, so I bought the Vita Pets for my PS Vita before we went to the hospital on Tuesday. I played that a little bit. I'm still up in the air about that. And then also, Child of Light for the Vita came out. And I've been waiting for this, and I'm also waiting for Transistor to come out for the Vita as well. So I bought Child of Light for the Vita. Many of you that know, I bought this game for Renee about a month or two ago. for the PS4.
Failed. If you were on here, you heard me say how much I failed.
And how you said it felt like this game wasn't made for you. Or no, you felt like you were a horrible gamer.
It made me feel like a horrible gamer. I was like, why am I not doing that? I played these games before. Why am I not doing well? It made me feel really, really sad.
And Renee was like, well, maybe I'm just not good at RPGs. And I was like, no, babe. I was like, I heard it's just really hard. So I've been playing on the Vita. I finally got to the stage that Renee had gotten to. But before I got to that stage, I noticed something. And I asked Renee, did this happen to her? After you get your ability to fly, I met up with someone that joined my party. And I asked Renee, was this person a part of her party? And she was like, no, I've never...
I didn't have anybody in my party, period.
So, long story short, the reason she couldn't beat the boss in the first stage, even though she was so close...
I was so close to beating the boss.
To beating the boss, but she would die.
I tried over and over.
At the last bit, every time, is because she didn't have the extra person in her party that she needed. So... that was a huge relief. And
it makes you feel a little better.
And it made her feel better that, you know what, I'm actually pretty good, because I almost beat it just by myself, not with the other person that joined my party and was a healer and stuff like that. So
I guess I'll try it again one day, maybe. And so I feel a little silly that I missed the person in my party.
And I'm sorry I stole some of your thunder on that.
No, it's fine. You can steal my thunder anytime. You can steal my thunder.
Thunder. So, what else did you play this week?
I played Monkey Island 2 Special Edition. And you warned me, thank you, that it was a point and click.
Yep.
And it's like a puzzle game.
Yeah.
You have to find things.
It's like
to progress the story.
It's like a Telltale game.
Yeah, it's like a Telltale game, but more involved with Telltale.
Right.
It wasn't bad. I mean, I think it's my chair.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
We keep hearing a noise.
We keep hearing like somebody talking.
You sure? Okay.
No.
Why didn't Toby come in here?
Because I didn't want him in here.
Oh, okay.
He's bothering me.
That makes sense.
Sorry, my dog has been incessantly bothering me for like the past 2 weeks. It's ridiculous.
Right.
But so Monkey Island 2 isn't bad. It's you gotta put stuff together. People request stuff. You gotta go find stuff. And it's point and click. It's not any really action or anything. But, you know, I needed a game like that.
You know what it reminded me of?
What?
Rita Rabbit.
Reader Rabbit. What is Reader Rabbit?
It's the game for your kids that do all the... It's a learning game.
Oh.
For your kids.
I was like, what is Reader Rabbit?
Because I tried to play Monkey Island, and I didn't know it was a point to click, which I wish someone had told me. I wouldn't have gotten it. But when I started playing, I was like, oh, this is junk. I'm not playing this again. So I got rid of it. So, I didn't talk about this last week, but I did pick up WildStar. I played for probably 2 days in a row and stopped.
It's a fun game, though.
It's a fun game. I wish I could understand what exactly I'm missing. I'm not.
You aren't seeing the amazement.
Nothing is grabbing me, and I feel bad because there hasn't been anything that's grabbed me in the MMO space. The last game that really grabbed me was Final Fantasy, and that lasted 3-4 months, you know. And I think that kind of bothers me a little bit because I feel like I should be playing an MMO because I've always played an MMO. But now I'm sitting here playing Child of Light on my PS Vita or some other thing on my iPad, or I'm Faster Than Light on my iPad, or I'm playing Diablo 3. I've been playing Diablo 3 for a while.
Right.
So I went back playing Diablo 3, and I'm working on my Crusader now. My Crusader right now, he's kind of... almost geared to the point where I like for him to be, but he's not quite T6 ready. like I want them to be. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I did while doing this was that I got the Fate of the Fallen, which is a two-handed flail that is that a lot of people love. And once I got it, I may have mistakenly de-eat it. All I know, I got it.
Were you sad or did it not matter to you?
I was sad for probably 2 seconds. Then I said, it'll drop again. And then I said, it didn't drop.
Diddy said, but bunny ears.
But I'm not playing I
don't even know what the race is.
I'm playing my races. I'm playing the exile human is what
right.
I'm playing.
I did the trial for a little bit. I played the rock girl because I don't know. I usually play a roguish type, but I did more like a warrior type
this time.
But I didn't play that long either. Just can't sit there and play for that long. So, right. But I don't know. So maybe Wildstar come back in real lives. Maybe not. So cool. But we do have some food stuff that we need to talk about. Some business.
All right, cool. Let's go ahead and do that. Sorry, I was
that's okay.
Talking with Mr.
I was prompting you.
The fridge is not prepared.
Probably did a terrible job prompting.
All right, prompt it, baby.
It is week 97. So we did announce, and Jay got the message to Brian so that he announced it Nerdtacular.
I have to thank Gnomewise for this.
Yeah, oh.
Because I forgot to give it to Brian because we were at the hospital.
Oh, we were at the hospital.
And I was just so out of it.
You worried about me.
So I gave it to Gnomewise. Gnomewise handed it off to Mr. Fletcher.
Scott Fletcher.
Who gave it to Brian, and Brian was able to announce it. So
yeah, we did announce, for those of y'all who didn't hear, 194 people have lost 1,663.8 pounds. That's about 8.6 pounds per person.
Yep.
Amazing job. That was for the past year.
Yep.
So total, Jay posted a total of how many pounds? And let me see if I can.
I have it right here.
Oh, for the 2 years we've been doing this.
So for the 2 years that we've been doing this, last year or this year, like Renee said, 1,663.8 pounds, which is 754 kilograms or 118.8 stones. In 2013, from 2012 to 2013, we lost 3,547.6 pounds, which is 253.4 stones or 1,609.2 kilograms. But for the 2 years combined, we've lost a total of 5,211.4 pounds.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing how much weight that
right.
the Frog Pants community has lost. And I'm very proud of everybody.
And so I created a new challenge on Lose It today. I put the link in the Frog Pants Lose It group.
And
which you can find at facebook.com/groups/Frog Pants Lose It. The other thing that we're thinking about doing is because we have some folks from the UK who aren't able to use, we have folks outside of Canada and the United States that can't use Lose It. So we're thinking about putting a Google form out, letting people go out, you know, whatever interval they want to do, they put in their total weight loss. And then we can, you know, gather the information that way as well. So we're kind of trying to figure out how to include everybody, you know, because Frog Pants is worldwide, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely a worldwide thing.
Even though Lose It is just doing U.S. and Canada, we need to figure out something that will work for everyone. But because of my American mind, I am asking people to put their weights in with pounds.
Please, because convert it for us. We really appreciate it. Sorry.
I'm American. So if folks want to join the Frog Pants Loser group, like I said, they can go out to facebook.com/groups/Frog Pants Lose It. And let's go ahead and get with Mr. Feisty, who played an awesome Malcolm Reynolds.
He was great, Malcolm Reynolds.
Yep.
I really loved it.
Valentine's.
Ends.
And we have some birthdays.
We do. And we have several birthdays.
We do. So tomorrow, we have Brandon OMF Matthews.
Woo!
His birthday is tomorrow.
Yay.
Happy birthday, Brandon.
Happy birthday, Brandon.
And on Thursday, who do we have?
Stephanie Bauer, the recently married Stephanie Bauer.
And we also have Andy Rutledge.
His birthday is also on Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Frank McCauley's birthday is on Thursday.
Yep, and then on Saturday, we have Mr. Gary Fisher.
Yay!
Mr. Land Guru himself.
Yes, he was at Nerdtacular, saw him. And our friend Danny's birthday is on Saturday. Happy birthday, Danny.
Yep. And then also our good friend Rachel Kimberly Bow.
It's her birthday on Saturday as well.
Happy birthday.
To everyone having a birthday this week, if we didn't say your name, you can write us in and tell us.
There's a special birthday on Friday.
Whose birthday is on Friday?
Rachel Collier.
I'm not even on that. Rachel Collier is a local news anchor that Jay thinks is really cute. And he was so excited when she friended him on Facebook. So.
Yeah.
Granted, she's cute. She's one of the curvier gals. So
yeah,
and curves are awesome. So I like her too. But it was really cute. So happy birthday, Rachel Collier. We have to make sure to watch Friday. They might give her a cake or something.
She'll probably be out in the field. I don't think they're gonna do anything.
Do they want to do anything nice for Rachel?
I don't know.
Come on. Now.
So anyway. Let's see if we have any voicemails and if we have any emails. Well, Muhammad.
Yeah, I didn't even check.
Oh, thunder.
Thunder.
Oh, it means Toby's not
all through the night.
So, we have no email. No one's called us. And that's okay.
And that's all right, because we'll keep going.
So, if you guys want to reach out to us, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. Please, 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 if you're on Twitter, make sure that you're following Valentine Cast if you want to get an update.
Yeah.
If we're going to have a show or not.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
I do need to do better about posting it to Facebook.com/ValentineCast. I don't always.
You don't always do that.
I need to do better about that. So you can go like us at Facebook.com/ValentineCast. You can also call us. Where can they call us?
They can call us at 415-75-BCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video of this and past podcasts can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's THECAOBOI. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Chat room, thank you all so, so much for being here. And
thank you all for making our lives more complete. Yes. You all are amazing.
Yes. Again, thank you, Alpha Geek Radio, for the streaming and everything else. And we do have a 5-star review on iTunes.
What?
We have a 5-star review by Teddy826.
I know him.
He said, my favorite podcast couple.
Aww.
I love seeing great people win in life. You guys are the best. Thanks for what you do.
Winning.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Teddy.
You are amazing.
You all have a great week. Hopefully, we'll see you next week. Watch out on the podcast Twitter feed.
Yep. Babies could come anytime, so keep that in mind.
All right.
I don't want anybody getting upset because we aren't here because babies are here.
See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
Boops. That was hilarious.